There's a tshuva of the Shavuos Yaakov, of Yaakov Reicher. He wrote many Sfarim. The Chok Yaakov, it's all the Hilchas Pesach. All the Mishnah, everyone quotes him. He wrote the E in Yaakov. In the Hakdama of the Shavuos Yaakov, he writes why he wrote the E in Yaakov. He wrote it on the Ein Yaakov, Ein Ayin, because he was having problems seeing, and he figured, I'm not sure if the eyes got better before he wrote it or during, but his eyes got better, and it was Hakara Satov. So he was a big posek. He lived in the late 1600s. At one point, I think he was in Prague. In fact, speaking of coronavirus, I think he had to flee Prague because he was it was a plague. He was a rav in Metz, where the one who took over for him was the famous Pnei Yehoshua. So he was a big posek. So he was asked the following shaila. A chalitza, the woman takes off the shoe and she has to spit in the pasuk. The Torah tells us she has to spit le'enei zekenim, in the eyes of the kenim, the beis din. I believe it's the beis din of five. And they have to see it. So the shaila, so it says, a zaken who only is blind in one eye cannot be on the base then, because it says Le'ena, you need both eyes. Perhaps maybe the luck also, you have two bad eyes, one good eye, but the luck is if you're blind in one eye, you can't be. So the shiloh he asked is, what about glasses? Zucking can see that well. Today even younger people can't see well, but the canim can't see well, and they want to be on the base then. So the question is thing, if you see the spit through your glasses, is that is through eyeglasses, glasses? So he goes through first the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about with Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Gemara seems to say at first glance that seeing through glass is a no-go. But he says, no, the Gemara over there, the Mefreshim explained that no, it means it's talking about a reflection in the water, and that's why it's no good, because it's distorting, you're not sure what you're seeing. But here, you know what you're seeing. And he also quotes the Gemara in Brachas about saying Kriya Shema in front of the Erva through a glass. So he says, even though it's true, we're talking about something different here, we're seeing through our enhanced glass, he still thinks it's the same. And he goes back and forth, and he ends up, Puchazi, let's check what the Minhag HaOlam is. We see all the Baal Koreis, anyone who wanes, anything when we deal with Re'iya, glasses seem to be there was a debate perhaps when glasses first came out, but I'm not sure when they first came out, and that probably could be different. Now, but Puchazi, the Minhag HaOlam is that we accept it, and therefore he concludes that if one of the Zakenim who need glasses to enhance and see their vision at 20/20, so therefore, it's a kosher, he's a kosher member based in Le'inyan Chalitza.